This call is being recorded.
All right, so I have a few announcements to share with everyone this evening. I have a special guest speaker happening next week on the call, and next week would be September the 26th. The call happens at 5:45 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Her name is Gail, and she's from Rabbit Lake, Saskatchewan. She has a very interesting story to tell. She was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she did chemo and had horrific side effects from the chemo, and the chemo obviously did not work, and then she would not have any more. So she moved into doing the pop-up program, and as a result of that, she lost 100 pounds. In January of 2016, the report showed that she had no cancer. In June of 2016, medical reports showed she had no cancer. And she is my guest speaker next Monday, September the 26th. So please invite everyone to attend. We have also a TAFE happening. And I'm starting registrations for TAFE Team 30. And it's open for registration. What is TAFE? It's an 8-week project where you receive instruction in taking responsibility and accountability for your own health. You receive education. Each day there is a 5-minute lesson that is presented to you, and then it is emailed to you for future reference. In TAFE, you adhere to certain health principles. In other words, no junk food, no sugar foods. And we take high-dense, nutritious smoothies every day. We eat the right foods. We drink water and chlorophyll. We exercise and do ionic breathing. And then we're instructed how to do a bowel cleanse, a kidney flush, and a liver cleanse. And TAFE is a support system. You work with a team of 6 people. And if you follow all the TAFE principles, by the end of 8 weeks, you will get results. The fee is $377. It's like 2 trips to a practitioner, and it's paid for. So I ask, if you know of anybody that would like to do TAFE, please let me know. We're starting TAFE team registrations for TAFE Team 30. I also want to mention to you that Nature Sunshine Convention is happening in October 13th, 14th, and 15th, and that's in Calgary, Alberta. And so presently we're taking registrations for that as well. Nature Sunshine Conventions are absolutely full of education and instruction. We will receive scientific evidence, the results from Dr. Lamb, Dr. Tripp, education from Dr. J, Sylvia Rogers, Cindy Clement, marvelous speakers, and it's a marvelous opportunity and time. So if you happen to be in the Calgary area, if you know anybody in that area or in the vicinity, please let me know. We are taking registrations for the Nature Sunshine Convention in Calgary. I have with me this evening Kim. She is a recent TAFE grad, and she has had some great results doing TAFE, and she's also become a TAFE leader. So I'm going to turn the time over to Kim. She's from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and I'm so excited that she said yes when I asked her to be on the call this evening. Hey, Kim, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Hi.
There she is. Okay, so I'm going to turn the time over to you, Kim. Go ahead, please.
So this is my story. Last year in October, so about a year ago, I moved into a new place, and I started getting itchy. My arms in the crooks of my elbow were really seriously concerning me, and I would just scratch incessantly. And I didn't know what was causing it. So I went to the doctor. The doctor said, oh, here's a cream for you. And, of course, I didn't fill it because I knew it would just mask the problem and wouldn't go away. So I did some research on the internet, and I tried to find out what I could do. And I started eating healthier, but it still wasn't really making any difference. I started reflexology. Helped a little bit, but still it just wasn't doing the trick. And I think... It was a really good thing that I was doing reflexology, because that's how I met Donna. My reflexologist, Wayne, said, I've got this woman coming in from Kelowna, and I would like to know if you want to go and talk and listen to her speak because she's a health advocate. So Donna Roth, the name sounded a little familiar to me. So I asked my friend, Patsy Thompson, is this the woman you were talking to me about cancer and how she's helped many people become cancer-free? And she said, yeah, that's the woman. So I got Patsy to come with me too. And then we met Donna, and I thought, you know what? Like she said, $377, what do I have to lose besides more money that I've already poured into creams and so many other things? And it was just, it's ridiculous how this was plaguing me. And anyway, I did the regime. I did the Taffy class. I stopped eating grains. I stopped eating sugar. I started buying the Nature's Sunshine supplements. And within, let's see, I started this in May, early May, June, July. By the middle of June, my eczema had completely cleared up. And I was using the Pau D'Arco cream, which really, really, really helped. And I still put it on once in a while if I, you know, fall off the wagon a little bit and I have something I shouldn't have, like a piece of bread or some crackers or something with wheat or grains in them. But that is very, very minimal. And I always know when I start eating things I shouldn't that my eczema starts acting up. So it's like, you know what, you're not doing this to make yourself healthier, so just stop it. And it's a big wake-up call for me. And I'm still taking the Nature Sunshine supplements, and I have every faith in them that they definitely contributed to my getting healthy and healing my inner body. And I guess that's my story.
Yeah, do you want to comment on Taffy and how you found that?
Oh, I found that the Taffy classes were very, very beneficial. That the time commitment was very easy to, you know, it was very accommodating for my lifestyle, I guess that's what I meant. And it was really easy to do. I liked the structure of it, and I liked the other ladies who also had health issues. And it's very important to know that other people are going through this, because it's something that it's a kindred thing, and it's very important to talk to people about this. Very important. And that's why I become a Taffy leader, because I want to help other people get well also.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm going to ask our guests if they have any questions to ask Kim. So if you have any questions, can you please address it?
I have a question. It's just that at the beginning, I did not understand clearly what was the health problem to be resolved.
I had eczema.
Eczema.
I had a very serious rash. On the
eczema, Louise. It's eczema, Louise.
Okay.
It's a serious skin, itchy skin, redness, rash condition. Does that help you, Louise?
Yes, it's well understood.
Thank you.
It can be caused by a lot of different things, like chemicals or stress, like internal and external. You might be using a harsh detergent to wash your clothes with, and that could, you know, cause your eczema, cause your rash. And it could also be from clothing that you're wearing. If it's really scratchy clothing, that could contribute also. But
in Taffy, we call that inflammation, the source of the inflammation. Yeah. John, go ahead, please.
Internal.
Yeah, I do have a question regarding the, I assume you went on the pawpaw program, but I'm trying to put together, is it a fungal condition?
It could have something to do with candida, I suppose, but it was mostly food related. I was just eating unhealthily.
All right, so eliminating the food, the bad foods was what cured you. Okay.
Yeah, because Donna said stop all your grains because you want to get rid of that inflammation that's probably causing this. And that's exactly what it was. I stopped eating grains. I stopped eating sugar and sugar, grains, and dairy. I mean, I still had cheese and yogurt, but yogurt is kind of a probiotic, so that's actually good for you.
Well, that's the beauty of the TAFE program. You know, it's better than a PhD education.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, thanks, John.
But I didn't do the pawpaw because isn't that just cancer-related items?
No, it's not. No, pawpaw is just an herb, and it looks after fungus, yeast, parasites, athlete's foot, and so it's got many other uses. It's an herb just like cat's claw is, or just like mullein is, or any of the other herbs. It's just an herb. Anybody can take pawpaw.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. I mean, as you know, in the world that we live in, there's no such thing as cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer and a lot of the disease conditions are nothing more than injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. And pawpaw is all just part and parcel of the program, whatever program you're doing.
Okay.
I know it's hard to wrap our heads around that one, isn't it?
I just remember you saying something about getting people cancer-free, and the pawpaw was the instrumental part of that.
Sure, but it's sure, of course, Kim, but it's not
for
cancer.
It's not just for that. Okay.
Of course, yeah. Anybody can take pawpaw. You don't have to have cancer. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And did anybody else have a question for Kim? Okay, thank you for that, Kim. I appreciate your input this evening in regards to taffy and in regards to clearing up your eczema skin condition because you did taffy. And it was interesting in terms of what you did say in regards to the money aspect. You had poured all kinds of money into creams and practitioners, doctors, or whatever that may be, and you said $377. Well, that was nothing compared to what you had spent, and that's a very interesting comment.
Or what I might have spent afterwards also. Like, what if I had not found this? Then I would have spent way more money. Not that
yes,
it's all about
right.
money, but, you know, it's everything happens for a reason, and I believe that all these things were put in my way to get me here.
That's correct, and you're on the pathway now of transforming health of nations. Yahoo!
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to start moving into cancer. I want to define it, and this is not just about cancer. This is in relationship to all other disease conditions because all of those disease conditions have a common thread, and those are the five pillars that we talk about in this call. Injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. But it's nice to have a definition for cancer. How can we, in fact, look after cancer if we don't know what it is? And from what I understand in the medical world, it is known as a mutated cell condition. That's it. It's deeper than that. So let's define it. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury is not made to oxygen due to oxygen and nutritional deficiencies. And the cell walls in that toxic injured area of inflammation becomes mutated by a fungal infection. So we can take this apart. For cancer to occur, there has to be, number one, an injury. One thing we need to know is that cells in our body don't randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason. They replicate for the purpose of cell repair. Even Dr. McDougall, who studied the pancreatic cancer of Steve Jobs, stated this, quote, "Cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair the wound," end of quote. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. How can the stem cells, whose job it is to replicate healthy cells, how can they replicate healthy cells if they don't have the required building blocks, which is the nutrients? They simply can't do their job. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication cannot happen. It can't take place. Number four, for cancer to occur, there's toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out that toxic debris that is causing the inflammation and impeding the flow of oxygen and nutrient to the affected injured area. Number five, for cancer to occur, there is an infection. That toxic debris accumulation that we call inflammation leads to a fungal infection when the oxygen drops to below 35%, documented by Dr. Otto Warburg. The bottom line is this. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, be it outer skin cells or internal skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. That's why I'm saying this is not just about cancer. It's about all kinds of other diseased disorders because they carry the same fundamental principles. So let's talk about injury. We tend to think of injury only in terms of a physical injury, an accident, a crushing, a fracture. And it was well known that cancer starts from an injury way back there in 1903. I have a copy of a medical textbook of general pathology by Dr. Ziegler that was taught in medical universities way back there in 1903. They knew that. They knew that cancer starts from an injury. And somehow throughout these years, that premise was lost. So let's look at kinds of injuries that we're looking at besides physical injuries. We're looking at things like exploratory surgeries. That causes an injury. An infected organ can rupture. That causes an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethras. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. A mammogram causes injuries. I've never had a mammogram in my life, and I never plan to have one. Biopsies cause injuries. Thank you. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Drugs can cause gut permeability and lead to leaky gut and cause injury to the stomach walls or the intestinal walls. The lectins that we find in present-day grains cause poke holes in the gut membrane, and they cause leaky gut. They're causing injury to the gut. Then there's phytates that are found in all present-day grains, and they're scientifically known to deplete vitamin D3 and many minerals, and they cause injuries if there's not enough vitamin D3. I often wondered why we are so vitamin D3 deficient in our society, only to find out that it's the phytates in the grains that we're consuming that in fact deplete vitamin D3 and deplete minerals. Toxic debris will invite viruses. Think about human papillomavirus that causes an injury to the cervix, or think about debris that can settle in the liver and causes hepatitis, an infection, and that can cause an injury. Injuries can also come from nutritional deficiencies. And this is when a membrane internally can lose its integrity and crack. So as it does on the outside, so we can think of chapped skin, which is a sign of omega-3 deficiency. In my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which in fact has sold over 5,000 copies, and I'm really proud about that. And I'm glad so many people are taking on responsibility of looking after their own health. In that particular book, there is an agricultural scientific study that was done, whereby scientists, they looked at analyzing the food value or nutrient values of foods that were grown in soils of 1941. So scientists in 1941 did that. And then scientists in 1991, they then analyzed different foods for their nutrient values, and they compared the results. And this is what they discovered. Meats had 54% less iron in 1991. Broccoli had 75% less calcium in 1991. Spinach had 60% less iron in 1991. And there's a whole list of percentages, and everything is in the less column. And I'm going to say frightfully in the less column. Even in 1860s, Antoine Bichamp stated that a deficiency of even one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. I want us all to get that picture. How can the stem cells do their job of cell replication, healthy cell replication, if they don't have enough minerals to work with? So we're very mineral deficient in this present day and age. And then on top of that, without the minerals, that morbid, means deathly, waste matter starts to accumulate. We're also very deficient today in omega-3s because we have been consuming hydrogenated oils unknowingly. And so what does omega-3 do? Omega-3, in fact, helps the oxygen to get into the cells and thereby helps the stem cells to do their work of cell replication. And the omega-3 also allows oxygen and nutrients to move freely into the cells and allows toxins to move out of the cells much more efficiently. There was a study done with a certain breed of cats that were induced with cancer, and they were fed high amounts of omega-3 oils and iron. The oxidation process of the cancer cells was so rapid that cancer cells were literally exploding, and the cancerous tumors simply shrank to nothing. I want to address also the whole idea of alkalinity. Drinking alkaline water or ingesting baking soda can cause an injury to the stomach. Let's just review what I mean here. The stomach secretes hydrochloric acid, which is essential to convert proteins and meats that we're eating into their amino acid components. If we are constantly pouring alkaline water or baking soda, which in fact reduces the acid content of the hydrochloric acid, you start to see the consequences of that. With a neutralized hydrochloric acid, then we don't get enough amino acids moving into our system. And there's a number of pilot studies that have been done that have demonstrated the frequent utilization of alkaline and reduced electrolyzed water lowers the blood ability to produce ATP, the energy needed for cell life. So we don't do alkaline here. Dr. Huldah Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers, which shows documented evidence that there is a parasite in every case. Well, let's think about it. If there is an accumulation of toxic debris internally, that will invite parasites. Think about the prostate, which is a particularly a vulnerable area for parasite infestation if there's an accumulation of candida. And the parasite can cause an injury to the prostate membrane, just like a worm can eat through a leaf of a plant. Dr. Ravenskou was a Swedish researcher, and he found documented evidence that people with low cholesterol, you got to get this, low cholesterol, we're more prone to infection and cancers. Get that one. With low cholesterol, there's more incidence of infections and cancer. What's the purpose of cholesterol? Our liver produces cholesterol for a very important reason. Cholesterol is particularly important in binding toxic heavy metals. And you start to see if those heavy metals are not moved out. If that toxic heavy metal debris does not move out, then it starts to accumulate and can cause an injury somewhere in our cells and tissues, in vulnerable, inherent weak organs. Dr. Scott, Dr. Livingston, Dr. Siebert found microbes in every cancer case. So where do microbes grow? They grow in toxic, unhealthy tissues, toxic, unhealthy tissues, and those microbes can cause an injury to vulnerable membranes internally. Then there were doctors like Versendahl and Simoncini and Lustig and many others who stated that cancer injury was caused by candida yeast in the body. Candida yeast is fed by sugars and starches, which convert to sugars, grains, which are high in starches. And interestingly enough, grains in the 1940s were high protein, had a high protein content and a very low carbohydrate content. And all of a sudden, because of hybridization processes, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, and because of the manipulation of these grains, all of a sudden they were high carbohydrate content and very low protein content. And those carbohydrates turn to sugar. Those things feed candida. Antibiotics feeds candida. Various drugs feed candida. Candida is a yeast infection. It grows a tendril structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane. It causes leaky gut. It then escapes into the bloodstream, and it makes the blood sticky and heavy and impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients to the injured area. And if that's not bad enough, candida produces toxic estrogens. We call them xenoestrogens, known to feed cancer. So in a laboratory setting, cancer in lower animals is induced by estrogens. And xenoestrogens are known to destroy the function of the thyroid. The thyroid is responsible for metabolism. So now metabolism is malfunctioning. And then the thyroid is also responsible for iodine sources, which are essential for radiation absorption. So you can see what starts to happen. We have an injury because of a high radiation content in our body. And those toxic estrogens that candida produces scramble up all the hormones. And so now we have these syndromes, which we call PMS, menopause, infertility, and so on. Those false estrogens from candida also weaken collagen production of the membranes and weaken an inner inherent weak membranes and tissues. Using antibiotics robs the good natural intestinal flora from our bowels, and that can cause an injury. Antibiotics are also known to cause leaky gut syndrome, and they'll get into the bloodstream. And they'll be floating around there, making the blood sticky and heavy. And there they are as toxic, unwanted debris. I want to talk about low body temperature. We never even mention low body temperature in the medical world. Low body temperature means slow blood circulation, and therefore oxygen and nutrients are slowly reaching the vulnerable weak organs. And lowered oxygen levels means microbial invasion. And that can lead to Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, diabetes, heart problems, depression, cancer, and so on. So we need to know that cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees centigrade. Dr. Bernice Eddy discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. In 1950s, she was injecting hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured, and she discovered that these hamsters were getting various types of cancers. And she reported this finding to her colleagues and told them if they were to institute the vaccination program into our society, that we would have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She was fired in 1957. We have an epidemic of cancer. And that information, that scientific study is reported by Dr. Edward Short in a book called Health Century. Sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. We don't think about sugar and how it robs the calcium and minerals from the teeth and causes cavities. Well, what do you think sugar does into your internal organs if it can do that to your teeth? In 1926, Dr. Fibiger was watching rats in a sugar warehouse, and all kinds of them were getting cancer. So he took this finding into a laboratory setting, and in fact, he was able to relate sugar to cancer. He received a Nobel Prize for his findings. 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg proved that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Dr. Cole also proved that too much sugar to the cells will provoke it to start exhibiting all the phenotypes of cancer, and sugar produces an enzyme that inhibits cancer cell apoptosis. The University of Massachusetts Medical School found Helicobacter pylori bacterial infection in cancer. It's similar to H. pylori bacteria. And many people that I've worked with, it's common to have H. pylori bacteria. These are people who experience abdominal pain, bloating, gas, discomfort, and migraine headaches. We never think of migraine headaches being related to H. pylori bacteria. H. pylori bacteria causes an injury to the stomach linings, and we often call this ulcers. And in fact, we can clean up that H. pylori bacteria. We have a specific combination of herbs called ULC-R. I have known people who have taken this combination and have been able to rescue their migraine headaches just with getting rid of H. pylori bacteria. It has in it licorice, podargo, clove, inula racemosa, lecithin, capsicum. Well, how can any of this be dangerous? It is such an innocent thing to do and such a very simple thing to do. Injury can come from toxic heavy metals, chemicals, and mercury from fillings in the teeth and heavy metals from vaccinations. And these toxic metals cause leaky gut, and they get into the bloodstream to make the blood sticky and heavy. That leads to inflammation and impedes blood circulation. Breathing in of toxic fumes also raises xenoestrogen levels. As we know, false estrogen feeds cancer. Dr. Hamer stated that the injury comes from a strong emotion, and he said strong emotions such as anger, unforgiveness, depression, hatred causes an overload of toxic acids. And these acids eat away at the membrane of vulnerable, weak organs internally. And there is a saying that goes along with cancer, and that is, what's eating you?
Oh, yeah.
And then we can go to what Dr. Norman Shealy said about marijuana. I want to address that. He said, smoking marijuana can suppress the body's immune system. And he says, people who smoke marijuana are more susceptible than non-smokers to certain cancers and infections. And this is a brand new study that have just come up. He said, it's okay if you have a terminal disease and maybe you're using it for pain, but as a result, as a rule, it suppresses the immune system. So this is what we need to know. Cancer starts from an injury and requires a framework of nutrition to repair and heal that injury. But we want to know how injury works, so I want to explain that. Whenever there's an injury, the brain sets up a message called current of injury to the injured area. And that current of injury creates an ionic field. It's like an electromagnetic field that triggers the stem cells into action. There are stem cells in every gland and organ of our body. Their purpose is healthy cell replication. So now that cell replication has been initiated, stem cells are now looking for the essential building blocks so that they can do their work of replicating healthy cells. So they're looking for amino acids, minerals, vitamins, essential fatty acids, and so on. Now, if all of these building blocks are present in abundance, then the stem cells are very happy. They take their building blocks and they build strong, healthy cells to repair the injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the process of cell replication stops. The stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury from the brain to the injured area stops. But imagine what happens when even one of those building blocks is missing. If minerals are missing, then healthy cell replication cannot take place, and that current of injury from the brain to the injured area continues. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding the body plenty of nutrients and plenty of minerals. I want to discuss inflammation and then elimination. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. That's one way that it starts. I've mentioned candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, and how that pokes holes in the gut membrane, causes leaky gut. That all escapes into the bloodstream. Then I've also mentioned toxic lectins found in present-day grains that escape into the bloodstream. And these lectins cannot be digested. And there they are with all this toxic debris, all this unwanted residues, and they make the blood sticky and heavy. That puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. And such a weight causes the little holes of the capillary walls to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of these toxic lectins, heavy metals, candida, and even undigested food particles because of leaky gut, to escape from the blood and start to accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. The blood also has blood plasma proteins that are needed for the transport of oxygen and nutrients to all the cells and tissues. And when there is a dilation of the little tiny holes in the capillary walls, these blood plasma proteins start to escape also. They are known to attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now we have an accumulation of trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all this toxic debris in between the spaces of the cells and tissue, which creates a swelling. That's the first process of inflammation. And our body is a miracle. It is amazing. If we have a healthy lymphatic system, that lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into our bloodstream via the subclavicle valves that's adjacent to the neck area. And the lymph, which is the salty, watery part of the lymphatic system, will take the excess sodium and all those toxins, neutralize a whole bunch of them, and dump the rest of them out through our natural elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. Now start to imagine what happens over a period of time when that lymphatic system becomes overloaded from our use of drugs, acids from emotions and stress, toxic teeth, heavy metals and all kinds of other toxic debris from vaccinations and flu shots and toxic chemicals and free radicals and so on that starts to accumulate over a period of time. That poor lymphatic system is so loaded, it starts to become to malfunction. And so we, over a period of time, we have a buildup of all of this accumulated trapped blood plasma proteins and toxic debris. We call this inflammation. And to the point that now the essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. And it's interesting to study Dr. McDougall, who was in fact studying Steve Jobs' cancer. He was able to calculate mathematically that Steve Jobs' pancreatic cancer, in fact, started when he was 25 years old. So we start to see that the congestion from this inflammation takes many years. And what does this inflammation do? It stops the process of oxidation. And there was Dr. Otto Warburg in 1931, a Nobel Prize winner, proved, he discovered and he proved that when oxygen levels to the injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. How come we are ignoring this simple scientific study that is so it is so profound in 1931? We're ignoring it in 2016. I want to now say, if there is now an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, oxidation flips into fermentation because sugar feeds fermentation. The process of fermentation produces ammonia and acids. So now you have all this toxic debris, you have ammonia, you have acids, and you have no oxygen in that debris. This is a perfect breeding ground for microbes and yeast and parasite and fungus to have a party. They're just really, really happy in there, and they're feeding off of this toxic debris, and we can say thank you to them because they, in fact, are active in saving our lives. The next step is when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line. During the process of cell replication to repair that injury, it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. So we start to understand that genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects in cancer. So excuse me, women, stop cutting your breasts off. This is not a genetic problem because you were born with it. The genes have been defected by the fungus that gets into the stem cells. So now we have a constant, continuous replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury. And consequently, that current of injury continues with a continuous replication of mutated cells, and this is of the skin cells, and we call that cancer. And if it's of the nerve cells, we call it Parkinson's. And if it's of the reproductive cells, we call it infertility, and so on. You get the picture. So we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth that happens when there is an injury, and the repair of that injury does not happen due to an oxygen and nutritional deficiency. And a fungal infection happens because of the toxic debris that's inflaming the injured area. And if we understand that, we can reverse the whole process. So what do? We stop feeding the body with sugar. We eliminate all sugars, yeast products, grains, fruit juice, most fruits, milk, which is very high in sugar. We just stop feeding the cancer. Number two, we have to eat the right foods. We eat grass-fed meats, which give our bodies the essential amino acids, and fish and eggs, lots of vegetables and salads and greens. and walnuts and almonds and all kinds of seeds and berries, which are low glycemic and high antioxidant. And even if we're eating the right foods, we're not getting enough minerals. Let's go back to that agricultural study that's stated in my book. So what do we have to do? We have to resort to superfoods. And this is where smoothies with superfood with superfoods come into play. What do we put into our smoothie? Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing minerals. Aloe vera juice to heal the leaky gut. Colitrim Plus for extra collagen that the candida is destroying. Green Zone for all the phytonutrients for the stem cells. And then we can add other things too, like Zambrosa, which is high antioxidant drink. Noni juice is another one. Then we add Solstic Energy, which has Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and guarana. And we add water and berries of our choice or ice and just shake it up in a shaker bottle. This is high-dense nutrition, and the stem cells will be so happy. They can then do their work. And this smoothie replaces the need to do any kind of juicing. Most people that are juicing apples and carrots and beets. That's very, very high in sugar. And we don't know the mineral content and the nutrient content of the juicing that they're consuming. This superfood smoothie from Nature Sunshine, using Nature Sunshine product, is quality controlled, high energy, documented high mineral content. On top of that, we take a super omega-3 to make our cells pliable so oxygen can move in, toxins move out. We take an extra vitamin D3 to replace the vitamin D that is being lost by the phytates that we find in present-day grains. But we stop consuming grains as well. The next thing we do is we address inflammation. This is where we take flax whole lignans. We put that into our smoothie too. Flax lignans is scientifically known to bind toxic xenoestrogens that's being produced by the candida. We take colostrum on an empty stomach to bind all the toxic lectins in the bloodstream. We take Protease Plus enzyme on an empty stomach. That's a designer enzyme that goes into the blood and digests undigested food particles in the bloodstream and is scientifically known to break up the outer protein coating of cancer cells. And we take cat's claw combination, my very, very favorite, for opening up the lymphatic system to drain the toxins through the natural elimination channels. Many times, it is necessary to determine the root cause of the inflammation. This is where taffy comes in. In taffy, you learn all the different things that can cause inflammation, and it empowers you to take that on. You may have to address your toxic teeth or whatever that may be, but the sources of the inflammation are given to you in a taffy lesson. You need to know where the poison is coming from that is causing the inflammation. The next thing we do is we activate elimination. This is where we increase bowel, kidney, and liver activity. So we use Body Detox or LBS2. These are herbal combinations that are available from Nature Sunshine to activate all elimination channels. We get that toxic debris moving out through the bowels and kidneys. And we want to increase circulation. This is where we use the product called MC. It was scientifically put together by Dr. McCausland. It's the most incredible oral chelation tablet I have ever seen. What does it do? Cleans out heavy metals like lead, iron, mercury. It cleans out metabolic wastes from the bloodstream. It cleans out toxic triglycerides that are probably coming from over sugar consumption, and it's coming from the liver area. It cleans out sticky cholesterol that's probably loaded with heavy metals, increases oxygen flow, and back to body temperature. If the blood is clean, then the circulation increases, the body temperature goes up. And Dr. Jernigan said this, quote, cells degenerate and die in direct proportion to the depletion of oxygen, end of quote. And we address the cancer infection where we use high amounts of antifungal herbs, and that's papa. This is papa that grows in eastern United States. It's not papa that grows in Brazil, sometimes called Brazilian papa or graviola. This is Dr. McLaughlin's papa. He studied papa for over 20 years, and he found papa to be almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. When I tell this to people, they don't hear the number right. It's 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. That's how powerful papa is. It inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells to feed them. It inhibits and cuts off the growth of the blood vessels that carry sugar to the cancer cells. It's scientifically known to destroy fungal cells. It gets right into the cancer cells and causes cancer cell apoptosis, cancer cell death. And then we use astragalus to increase stem cell production. Astragalus is found in cat's claw, or you can just get it in plain capsules. It's also found in mineral chi tonic. And we can use silver, which also increases healthy stem cell production in the bloodstream. This is all scientifically documented. Now, many people have done this program that I have just mentioned and revealed to you. Successfully, they have overcome their cancers, their multiple sclerosis, their arthritises, and their diabetes. Kim mentioned eczema. They've done this because they have addressed the five pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, that has sold over 5,000 copies, has at least 60 cancer success stories, and there's a whole lot more that I have worked with and a whole lot more in the Canadian world with practitioners who particularly have used this program with their cancer clients. I know one lady up in the Winnipeg area, and I think she's got, I don't know, about 300 cancer success stories. And Diane up in Ontario, I think numerous people have overcome multiple sclerosis because she has done it herself. So with this, I am going to move into having some Q&A, and I'm going to stop the recording. Just give me a second.